Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. We continue with our 40 Days of Hope, and we're on day 20 already, halfway through. We continue to pray that the Lord would bless you as we pray that we're all way more than halfway through this pandemic and that He continues to help us recognize the hope that He gives to us. With me today is Mark Tiefel, pastor, who is going to be going through a verse from Jeremiah. Mark, would you go through that verse for us, please?
Yeah, Neil, good to be with you. I'm going to read our verse for today, Jeremiah 15, verse 16, and I'm going to read out of the NIV. And that passage says, "When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty." I really like this passage a lot, and it's particularly because of the book in which it's given, the book of Jeremiah there. And I'm going to let you expand on that context a little bit more of why that's significant. But this really brings a fresh meaning to our thoughts when we think of Jesus as the bread of life and offering the water of life that quenches our spiritual thirst. Jeremiah quite literally says, "I ate the words of God." And the Hebrew word there for the words of God that Jeremiah uses indicates not just the letters or the combination of letters that form the words, but also the thoughts and the meanings, the intent of the word. So Jeremiah used the word of God. He ate the word of God is how he describes it. And it was a joy and his heart's delight. We're right now, we're 40 days of hope, right? This passage pushes us to remind ourselves that the Word of God is our source of hope. And people are probably, if you're a CLC member or a conservative Lutheran, you're used to hearing your pastor say that probably, of pushing you to the Word. But it's not just a cliche. It's there because that's really where our joy and our heart's delight is too. And the last thing I wanted to bring out is at the end of the passage, "For I bear your name, Lord God Almighty." What an honor it is to have the name of God on our record. And that's what the word assures us of. And the Lord God Almighty, in Hebrew, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord God of the mighty armies, of the warriors, we bear his name. His name is reflected upon us. Jeremiah is not saying here that I speak the name of God. He's saying I carry the name of God on my record. What a privilege that is as a child of God. What do you think, Neil? What do you want to bring out with this verse?
I love the way you really specified and nailed it on the head as far as what Jeremiah was going through. You know, as I zoom out here, look at the bigger context, what's going on, it really reminds me a lot about Job 19, where in the midst of all Job's tragedy and loss and suffering, you have this gem stand out that I know that my Redeemer lives, again, reflective on this past Easter Sunday. But again, if you look at Jeremiah 15 itself, you would not expect this verse. It sticks out again as a sore thumb because Jeremiah feels dejected. He feels like the people aren't listening to him. They're rejecting God's message. And he's kind of like the Lord is reminding him. He's reminding himself here, like you said, whose name he bears, what that word does for his soul, and the word that he wants to help the people of Israel as they're rejecting the Lord and rejecting his messengers like Jeremiah. If you go back to the first chapter, Jeremiah chapter 1, you see that Josiah was one of the kings in Jeremiah's long reign of 60 years. And Josiah was 8 years old and he became king, and you see that Jeremiah, as a young prophet, didn't feel like he was adequate in bringing the word of God to people, and you see this long ministry of wrestling with the Lord, with the people, and with that word of God. You know, and really the one application that I take away from this too, which you touched on, is that as we're going through this pandemic, what is the Lord having us wrestle with as far as our own nation, our own faith? I think these words here that you read from Jeremiah 15, 16 really point us back to the comfort and that hope that we have that, yeah, we're going to eat the Lord's words because they're going to be nourishment for our soul, just like you said. And I love the way you describe that. And it's such a blessing that we can have that joy and our heart's delight that the Lord's really physically with us, and he's going to help us just like he did Jeremiah, just like he did Josiah, just like he did Moses and all the other prophets, as he used them, as he uses us to share this hope with others. Mark, can you close us with a prayer?
Yeah, let's pray. Lord God Almighty, when we are dejected and confronted with the realities of sin in this life and our own limitations and failings, remind us that we bear your name. The book of Jeremiah stands as a testament and a record to the power of your mercy and your grace for sinners. Jeremiah was a prophet who struggled in his ministry, one who was rejected on many occasions for bearing your word and for bringing that word to others. And yet, here he confesses in great simplicity of faith that he consumed your word and it was his joy and his heart's delight. Lord, help us not to be overcome or to focus too much on the reactions to your word in the world around us. Help us not to be overcome or confronted too much with the realities of sin in the world around us, but let our focus be on the simplicity of our faith in Jesus, that we can consume his word on a regular basis, that we can hear that gospel proclamation that does not change, that our Redeemer does in fact live and has conquered sin and death for us. Let us eat those words, Lord, in our spiritual lives. Let us consume them as the bread of life in our faith, that we may have our heart's delight and our joy in the accomplishments and the mercy of our Savior Jesus. And let us go forth boldly in our lives as your followers to bear your name as the Lord of hosts and the Lord Almighty, the one who is indeed mighty to save and to conquer the grave in our behalf. Lord, let that be our lasting message this week and moving forward in our lives as your followers. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.